Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
From university campuses to international institutions to music festivals, anti-Semitism is no longer lurking in the shadows. It's out in the open, often dressed in the language of politics and often dressed in the language in the clothes of human rights. But the alarming rise in anti-Semitic rhetoric and violence across the globe demands serious attention. Where is it coming from? Who's driving it? How do we respond? Joining us is Grant de Graaf. He's director of the Legacy Project, an initiative committed to preserving the truth of history and standing up against hate. Grant, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. Just let's take a look at the landscape. How would you describe the state of global anti-Semitism right now?
Well, I would say that, you could ask, have these events actually crossed the line into anti-Semitism? And, it hasn't crossed the line. It's obliterated it.
Mm.
And these events are not just art. It's open incitement. And when you single out Israel and the Jewish people for venom and treat their suffering as disposable, it's not commentary, it's prejudice. And the fact that it was that these events have been passed off as edgy performances, saying more about the cultural rot than the artistry itself. And I would say the situation is very, very disturbing indeed. I think whatever type of assessment we may have given it 6 months ago, the situation is exponentially worse. And I think that we're actually going through a crisis. I mean, the world is. So. I think some real action is needed.
Let's just talk about even that music festival. Was that a turning point, do you think? Is that as significant as, for example, what's happened in Greece?
Well, I think that public stages like Glastonbury have become platforms for normalized hate speech against Jews. And unfortunately, yes, we reached a moment where anti-Semitism is met not with outrage, but with applause, so long as it masquerades as a critique of Israel. Glastonbury, like many cultural spaces, has become a safe haven for bigotry, provided the targets are Jewish. It's the old hatred repackaged, and is gaining mainstream acceptance.
So, in other words, it really normalizes it. What message, though, does it send to young Jews when when people are cheering these anti-Semitic tropes?
Howard, it sends a chilling message that their identity, their history, and their safety are negotiable, or worse, expendable. When an audience roars in approval at something unmistakably anti-Semitic, it tells Jewish youth that they're outsiders, that their pain is irrelevant, and that their very presence is unwelcome in spaces that claim to stand for justice and inclusion.
Yeah, because we often see that anti-Semitism is cloaked in anti-Israel activism. How do we define this line between criticism of Israel, criticism of Israeli policy, and anti-Semitism?
Well, I think it's very hard to. I mean, we've always said that anti-Israel is anti-Jewish. I mean, you can't really, distinguish between the two because they're really one of the same thing. And what's happened is that these performances have, in fact, started a growing Jewish alienation in progressive spaces. I mean, for years now, progressive circles have increasingly defined Jews, especially Zionist Jews, as the enemy. They're vilified, excluded, and spoken over. And it's no accident. Anti-Semitism is the only bigotry tolerated, sometimes even encouraged, by those who claim to champion minorities. And that hypocrisy is why so many Jews feel politically homeless today.
Because, in fact, Jews are the only people who are asked their view and stance on Israel. You'll never ask a Chinese person at a university or at a concert where, or at a gay pride parade, what their view are of the Chinese government or their behavior, the behavior or the actions of the Chinese government are. It would be you would never tolerate attacking a Chinese person because of COVID. It would make no sense. It's laughable. But yet, when it comes to Jews, somehow that is allowed. What do you think it will take to turn this around?
Well, I think that, first of all, the reason why we have this, this unlimited attack on Israel is because there's no real price to pay. In fact, attacking Israel is often seen as a badge of virtue in artistic and activist circles. Imagine the outcry if a performer had targeted any other ethnic or religious group like that. But when it's Jews, it's suddenly brave or controversial. It's cowardly, and it reveals just how selective moral outrage has become. So in terms of our response, I think Jewish communities need to stop playing defense and start standing tall. Call it anti-Semitism when it is. Don't beg for tolerance. Demand moral clarity. Dialogue is important, but not at the cost of dignity. Protests, boycotts, whatever it takes. But the days of staying silent and hoping for goodwill, those days must end.
I couldn't agree more. Grant Graf, thank you for that. It's about to go 7:30. I see Aria saying Jews are outsiders because we represent Hashem, we represent God. Teach our people to wear it with pride and express the Torah with pride and with dignity. And in some ways, that is what Grant is saying. Stand up to it and don't be intimidated at all by it, because it simply doesn't work.